happening right now. You've got Colonel Foreman, newcomer to the pitch. You've got Rutherford the Brave, who is just coming, waking back up from almost drowning from his stupidly diving into the water with his armor on. And meanwhile, you've got the unit monster, who just carried him out. And you've got Colonel Foreman looking up at this multi-beast and seeing the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. And at this point in time, he's already heard about the revolution that's brewing. Teela offers to bring Rutherford the Brave and Colonel Foreman to the site of the revolutionaries where they're plotting to overthrow this evil King Wilson. So what they do is they all climb onto the back of this giant beast and they start riding through the forest. And so they're riding through the forest and riding along, and as they're riding, Teela clues them in a little bit more about what's going on. And soon they start to come deeper and deeper into the forest. And as they come deeper into the forest, they come across this sort of clearing. And standing in the middle of the clearing is this guy, this little guy. And they look down at this little guy and they come up towards him, and he's this tiny guy. And he's kind of holding his fist up there in anger. And his name is Aaron Wolf. And this is the guy who's the head of the revolutionaries, the most angry man, the man who hates Wilson the worst of all. And he's sitting there in the clearing.